Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
That's the sound of rock cracking, and yes, there is a time and season for everything, and this is the season to look at the presidential election.
Welcome back. Once again, that's the sound of rock cracking. I think you hear it louder because we're in October. We're a month away to the election, and rock is cracking all over the place in this election year. So important, and that's why today's show is one of the most important we've ever had. And we are going to be telling you about that in just a minute. First, let me welcome all our new guests. We got guest listeners from a lot of new links, and welcome. This is the time people are tuning in to the election, and you've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on www.webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. I'm your host, Ed Holliday, and we got one of the most important shows you may ever listen to. If you got Latino friends, if you got someone that Spanish speaking and they haven't decided who to vote for, or if they're voting for Barack Obama, they need to listen to this show, because we got Dr. Juan Torres there. He's going to be our guest today. And what we're going to do different, we're going to go right into an interview with Dr. Juan Torres. He's a freedom loving American who comes from Latino descent, and he's got a great group. Last year, we interviewed Julio Lara with a great story about how he was kidnapped and had to fight with the Castro rebels, and then was part of the Castro takeover. And then he saw how awful, how dreadful and murderous that dictatorship was. He got out of that communist dictatorship, fought against Castro, and it's a great story. You can go back and listen to it in the archives. But let me tell you about Dr. Juan Torres. He's working double time. He's a doctor that's working hard to make sure freedom-loving Hispanics know the truth about the difference between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. So you need to listen to this interview today. And if you got Spanish-speaking friends who haven't decided who to vote for, or if they're for Obama, you tell them the link to this show. We're going to go right into the interview of him. And just before we do that, I'm going to tell you what else is on the show. Yes, we had the first debate last week. So you're going to hear Doc Holliday give my input on that. As soon as the debate was over, I turned everything off. You're going to hear it unfiltered. I didn't hear any other pundits. I don't know what anybody's going to say, but I'm going to tell you what Doc Holliday heard, and I'm going to tell you about the presidential debate last week, and you'll hear that. And we also got a special message from one of our friends who was on a few weeks ago, another Hispanic, that a lady that loves freedom and loves Mitt Romney and is going to be voting for Mitt Romney, and she's got a special message. We're going to let her speak to us right after we hear from Dr. Juan Torres. So let's go right into our show, and make sure you let your friends know. Anybody in the Hispanic community, link them to this show. They need to hear what Dr. Juan Torres is saying. So here he is. On Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, we're glad to have Dr. Juan Torres here. And he is in Florida now, but tell us what you're doing in Florida, Dr. Juan.
Hi, Ed. Thank you for the interview. Well, I'm a doctor here. I moved to the state a long time ago, in the 80s, and I practice in other places, but we live in Florida now.
And in Florida, I know you are very adamant that you want Barack Obama to be defeated. Is that right?
Well, I don't think, this is my personal opinion, that President Obama represents what Americans stand for. Yes, I would definitely think that Mitt Romney is a better option.
Well, one of the things that I admire about you, you've put together a group of people who have lived in other countries, who have lived under communism and socialism, and they fear what's coming this way in America if the policies of Barack Obama continue. You've seen some of these things before. Some of your friends have. So what are you doing about that?
Well, that's exactly the case. We came, and I include myself there, we came from socialist countries. We ran away from those governments. And the last thing we want to see is the same type of government in the United States. That's exactly the reason why we run away from those countries. Came about Venezuela, Ecuador, Bolivia, Nicaragua. I also have many Cuban friends that are in shock seeing what's going on in America now. This is not supposed to happen in America. This is the last country in the world where somebody might think that these things can happen. Yeah, we are talking about this. We are very worried. And hopefully everything will go back to the same way that America used to be.
Well, we agree with you, and you and I agree on that. And that's a couple of things I want to ask you about. And here we are in this presidential election. And which states do you see that hinge on the Hispanic vote? So important.
Well, 75% of the Hispanics live in 9 states in the country, which is Florida, Texas, New York, New Jersey, Colorado, California, Illinois, Nevada, and New Mexico.
So 75% live in those states you just mentioned.
That's correct. Now, some of those states are considered battlegrounds. You know, I think it's very important, Florida and Colorado and Nevada.
Wow, three of those states in the battleground are very important for the which way the Hispanic vote goes.
In 2008, most of the Hispanics voted for President Obama. Mm-hmm. And whether that's going to happen this time or not is unknown at this time. It is a possibility. Hispanics traditionally vote Democrats, and that's a subject of a different discussion, why they do that. Many Hispanics are, you know, are Democrats. They believe in those values. But I do think that many vote Democrats because they don't know. They don't know what the Democratic Party stands for these days. And I think that it's important to make sure that people understand what the party stands for before we cast our votes.
Well, what are the specific things that the Democratic Party stands for now that you know the Hispanic voter, if they are educated, they would say, hey, that's not me. I don't need to be voting for this party.
Well, I think that in the last several years, the Democratic Party has been inclined to a socialist agenda, which in my opinion is anti-American. This didn't happen before, and this is something new, but it's getting stronger and stronger every year. And just keep in mind, as I said before, that Hispanics move here looking for opportunities for a better standard of living, things that we couldn't find in our country. And when we see the same thing here, it is shocking. It's something that we need to be aware of because many people are not. And the reason they're not aware is because of the media.
And you sense that too. I know here in America, so many people talk about the liberal bias in the media, and they don't want to cover stories, just like a conservative Hispanic or a Latino voter like you. You don't get any airtime at all on national news, do you?
Well, that's right. The Hispanic media is controlled by the liberals. And the important thing is that the Hispanics don't know that. For example, Univision, the Huffington Post, CNN, Yahoo, NBC Latino, and there are more. And I do compare the news and the information delivered by all these media with other sources of information. And really is disappointed how the media report the news or hide the news. That's not good, because everybody, I believe, has the right to know the truth. And when somebody reports something so twisted, and sooner or later may believe that that's the truth. Oh. And we are facing these days a big problem with the media. I don't think before we used to be proud of the media. That doesn't happen anymore. And, you know, the different polls that show that the majority of Americans do not believe in the media these days.
And that's right, and I'm hoping it'll go with, that'll be better understood in the Hispanic community. You've got a website, or a couple places, people who have of a Spanish speaking and things are in Spanish that tell about the conservative voice and why we don't need to have Barack Obama reelected. What places somebody's listening that wants to go read and hear more on in Spanish about why they should vote for Romney instead of Obama? Where are those places? What places would you send them to?
We do have some websites where people can find information that is not produced in the typical Hispanic media. One is called Libertad USA. Libertad means freedom. So the name in English will be Freedom USA. In right. Spanish, Libertad USA, and the website is libertadusa.com.
Right.
We also have an English version, which is called Bear Witness, and the website is bwcentral.org. In addition, we put together a coalition of differing, I believe, 12 or 13 different organizations around the country which share the same concerns and common and core values. This organization is called American Hispanic Coalition. The link or the website is AmericanHispanicCoalition.org.
Good, and what I'll do is I'll put those links up on the front page of homepage for Web Talk Radio right here, so so people can hear in this interview, they can go right there and get those links.
Thank you.
And Juan, one of the things in this election coming up, you're talking about Colorado and Florida. What kind of presence do you see? I know you're right there in Florida in the middle of the fight. Do you sense that the Hispanic community is getting more than just the Democratic propaganda?
I think they're waking up. I think that the Hispanics are getting the news and the truth from different sources now that they didn't before. I'm talking about the Tea Party movement, conservative organizations, and other different organizations. So I don't think that the same thing that we saw in 2008 we want to see this time. We have to keep in mind that the Hispanic has 11% of unemployment rate these days. One out of four Hispanics live in poverty in the United States. And that 11% is without counting people who stopped looking or people who are working part-time now.
So this
is a big problem. And when we talk about small business, it's even worse because we all know that about 70-75% of the labor force in the United States is a small business. Now, for Hispanics, that's even higher. You know, most of the Hispanics that work in the United States are related in one way or another to small business. And you can drive around here in Orlando and any city around the country, and you see many businesses are closed now.
Right. We see that everywhere. And you're saying the Hispanic, overall, the Hispanic unemployment is like 11%?
It is 11%, without counting part-time people or people who drop out, people who are not looking for jobs anymore.
Right. And you put that together with the African-American unemployment rate of 14%, and you wonder why the minorities seem to support the Democratic Party, which is in charge.
That's correct. Well, I think because they don't know. You know, I do believe that some people agree with the socialist agenda of President Obama, and that's what they think, you know, in their hearts and their souls. But many people, talking about minorities, who agree with this administration, in my opinion, is because they don't know. You know, and the liberal media and the left media do everything they can to make sure that the minorities remains uninformed.
And, you know, there's little time left to get your message across between now and November 6th. You know, how is the most effective way for you to communicate to the Latino community?
I would say social media. now the what the internet give us is just is amazing. The potential for the internet to communicate and to deliver the right information to educate people, to make sure they know the facts and the truth is there. The thing is that we don't use it as we should. Bloggings, you know, Facebook, Twitter, you know, anything like that. I think that we should educate the Hispanic community about what's going on. They need to know. If they decide to vote for the left, I mean, they're welcome to do that. But as I said before, if they know the truth, I don't think that an average Hispanic person will vote for a socialist agenda. That's against the reason they moved to this country.
Dr. Juan, let me interrupt right here and just remind our listeners, you are listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Ed Holliday. You're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. And for our listeners, in just a moment, I'm going to let Dr. Juan Torres tell us in Spanish. So, again, link all your Spanish-speaking friends, anybody in the Hispanic community, let them hear Dr. Juan. He's going to speak just a couple minutes in Spanish to tell people why they should vote for Mitt Romney in the Hispanic community. So if you'll give him a couple minutes to do that, and before he comes on to do that, I'm just going to say I am loving this time to see Americans everywhere standing up for freedom. And it was told last week in the debate, we are going two divergent directions. If America votes for Obama, we are going to go far towards socialism, toward communism, toward the left, just like Dr. Juan is telling us about. If we vote for Mitt Romney, it's voting for a direction toward less government, more free enterprise, getting freedom back in America, getting rid of government-controlled health care. So many things ride on this. And again, if you want to know more about this election, go to my website, getobamaoutnow.com. I got a book describes this election like the Battle of Gettysburg. Go get my book. It's right now. We got it on sale for this election. You won't get a book better to read about the battle that's going on out here. We're being waged right here in October on the battlefield in the swing states, and you're doing it. You people out there, and thank you for that. People like Dr. Juan has given up many hours of his life to dedicate his life to getting freedom loving Americans into this administration, making a new administration. So make sure you go to my website, getobamaoutnow.com. And now I want Dr. Juan Torres to speak in Spanish and let people know why, especially Hispanics across America, especially in Florida, Colorado, Nevada, if you're in those states and you got a good Latino friend, you make sure they link to the show and listen to Dr. Juan. Here he is.
I'll be happy to do it. For all the, para los hispanos que vivimos aquí en Estados Unidos, yo les pido que piensen en sus valores, los motivos por qué venimos a este país, lo que estamos buscando. La mayoría de los hispanos somos personas trabajadoras, creemos en Dios, buscamos la libertad y las oportunidades de trabajo. No venimos a este país para vivir bajo un régimen socialista. Eso es exactamente el motivo por lo que salimos de nuestros países. Venimos a este país buscando oportunidades, un mejor estándar de vida, vivir en libertad, no vivir protegidos por el gobierno o mantenidos por el gobierno. Tengo entendido y estoy de acuerdo que el gobierno tiene su papel, pero no podemos depender del gobierno para progresar en nuestras vidas y para darle a nuestros hijos y a nuestra familia lo que nosotros anhelamos. Yo pienso que estamos viviendo unos momentos muy difíciles en este país, algo que nunca hemos visto antes. En verdad es impactante lo que pasa. El último país del mundo donde puede pasar estas cosas es Estados Unidos. Y no entiendo por qué hay gente que lo defiende. Lo más impresionante es que muchos que lo defienden son millonarios. Y sin embargo, ellos practican una política socialista. Yo les pido que simplemente lo piensen, que lean las noticias y que se enteren. y que voten por sus valores, y voten por sus familias y por lo que ustedes representan.
Now that's Dr. Juan Torres, and a great, great American, and we're glad that he's here on the show with us. And one thing I wanted to say about Dr. Juan, and if you didn't get those websites, Bear Witness Central, it's www.b, like the letter B, W, the letter W, CENTRAL.org, BWCentral.org, and Libertad, USA.com, LIBERTADUSA.com. I got these posted on the front page of my website for this show, so go to my homepage and you should be able to get those. And also the American Hispanic Coalition.org. Great, great websites. Anybody Hispanic descent, Latino voters, you got friends and Latino voters listening to us across the nation, send this out to your friends. This is the bottom line of what Dr. Juan said. He said he feels like most Hispanics, when they know the truth, they will vote for freedom and Mitt Romney. Like he said, they ran away in many cases to get away from the socialism, get away from the communism. And that's why the truth needs to be told. You do not get the truth in Hispanic media when it's CNN and when it's the different liberal organizations. So make sure all your friends link this to all the Hispanic community to get the truth out, like Dr. Juan Torres has done for us today. I thank him so much for being on the show and how hard he is working right there in that battleground state of Florida. And not only he is down there, but I also going to tell you in just a minute, before we do our go to the my comments on last week's first presidential debate, we're going to have Beatrice Masia here. She's been on the show before. She works with the Tea Party in Tallahassee, working all across the panhandle of Florida, actually, with different groups. A lot of things are going on. There's a very important event, and we're going to let her tell about it. And then I'm going to give you Doc Holliday's take on the first presidential debate. And I haven't heard anything. I turned the TV off as soon as it was over. And I'm telling you this right here. I don't know what anybody else in the media is saying. You're going to get something fresh and unrehearsed. And now let's let Beatrice tell us what's going on in Tallahassee, Florida, the all-important swing state.
Hey, Doc, it's great to be back on the show with you. Yes, our exciting event is that we are having a Women for Romney rally. Please find our Facebook page, and Women for Romney Rally Florida.
Okay.
It's going to be on the front steps, not the back steps, of the Florida Capitol on Saturday, October 20th. It's going to be from 1 to 3 p.m. And we're asking those who come to please tell, who are interested, to please tell their friends and invite everybody. Let everybody know about it.
That's what we need, women voters for Romney, because as you can hear the mainstream media saying the women don't want to vote for Romney, which is a complete lie.
Absolutely. You know, all you have to do is surf the web. You know, your Facebook alone, we have Moms for Mitt, Women for Romney. I mean, I've talked to women in politics who are voting for him, professional women. I myself am a small business owner. I'm Hispanic. You know, we have folks that are black, white, every race, every religion.
And all
stay-at-home moms, working moms.
So, once again, that'll be October 20th on the front steps of the Capitol right there in Tallahassee, Florida. And we want to thank Beatrice for helping put this event together. And if you know anybody in Florida, in Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, South Carolina, if you can get down to Tallahassee, Florida, the ladies, get down there and let there be a big show of force of women for Romney. And that's not the only thing happening in Florida, but every bit helps and works. And we got a lot of things I know of in making down in Florida. Just continue to get down there. All the listeners, are you in the Florida area, drive down there. If you're in Ohio area, get in there and get some work done. And I've told you before, you can go to Freedom Works. And Freedom Works has a Freedom Connector you can get to, and you can make phone calls from your home, won't cost you anything, and you can help swing this election to freedom. and get Obama out now. Oh, wow. We had such a show. And last week, we had the first presidential debate. And you can, by now, you've heard all the pundits. You've heard everybody say this and that. May even be getting the first poll readings. But I'll tell you what happened. When we watched that debate, it was an hour and a half. There was no fireworks, but there was passion, and there was a knowledge, and Mitt Romney went nose to nose, basically, with Barack Obama. Mitt Romney looked very presidential. There's times President Obama looked frustrated, and there's times you could tell that President Obama, he tried to say Mitt Romney wanted to cut $5 trillion in taxes and give $2 trillion more in the defense that the military doesn't want. And he said it over and over. He'd been given those figures to make it over and over. And thank goodness Mitt Romney didn't sit there every time. He said, that is wrong. This is where we see the campaigns. The campaigns of distortion of the Obama campaign. They believe they can put enough figures out, lie enough times, the American people will believe it. There's another leader once said that. We won't go into that, but I'm just telling you that he put it in front of Mitt several times. Mitt, each time, fought back with it, and he didn't get uncool. Mitt kept his cool, but told the American people what he wanted to do. Now, if you were listening to Mitt Romney and President Obama, I personally feel like you, if you love freedom, then you had to say Obama has to go. But there's a lot of folks that are not sure they want that security blanket. That's why President Obama polls higher were single women, and married women seem to poll for Mitt Romney. Single women want that extra security. Mitt Romney, in my opinion, the way he went over what he will do, he gave those single women security. And that's why next week's show, listen right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, because we're going to say, the title of the show basically going to be why women should support Mitt Romney for president. And that's what we're going to deal with next week's show. So make sure you're listening. But I do believe Mitt Romney, did he hit a home run? No. Did he have to? No, he's not behind by giant points. We're seeing some poll numbers now. Right after the debate, I have no idea what the polls will do. But I believe if the polls are honest and likely voters are asked in the right amounts, we're going to see Mitt Romney doing better in the polls. And that's my take on it. Now, the other thing, now, how did they do? Well, Obamacare came up several times, and President Obama has said that he liked the term Obamacare. Hey, he's a narcissist. What do you expect? But I'm glad I heard that, because I've had some of my African-American friends have confronted me for saying Obamacare like it was a racist word. And I have to tell you, it's good for the president to say he likes the word Obamacare. Why wouldn't a narcissist like it? But as the debate goes, I think Mitt Romney did a good job saying how he would replace it. And he would protect, very important, he said he would keep, in his plan, the pre-existing conditions would not keep people out of insurance, and college students, his children, could stay on their parents' insurance like Obamacare to age 26. These are things American people wanted to know. I go back. Why do some of the single women are scared of Romney? You would be too if you heard all the ads and commercials. But this should give them confidence. And not only single women, everybody should have confidence in Mitt Romney having it together, you know. And he spoke with experience as being a governor of Massachusetts. And I have to tell you, a lot of people have said, you know, and complained about his campaign. And I believe what we're seeing is the true Mitt Romney showing that he can go toe-to-toe with Barack Obama. And to me, he's stepping on Barack Obama's toes. Let me give you a visual. This is the way I see the debate. The other night, Jim Lehrer is like the old, used to in basketball, you had to jump ball. You've got a jump ball. You had to jump for it. But now the only jump ball is right at the first. No, it's right at the first of the game's the only time now. But it's like Jim Lehrer had a basketball. Can you visualize that? Jim Lehrer had a basketball, and Mitt Romney and Barack Obama had to jump up and tip the ball. Who tipped the ball? Well, I'll tell you. I think Mitt Romney was standing on Barack Obama's toes and kept him from jumping, and Mitt got the tip because he outsmarted Barack Obama. And Barack Obama may have experience as president, but Mitt Romney stood on his toes and jumped higher than Barack Obama. That's the way I see it. Simply, Romney did well. He didn't have a home run. It's not over. He's got to keep doing well. When you're behind, you keep chipping away. If you're playing basketball, you're behind by 10, 12 points. You don't try to get them all in 1 minute. You keep chipping away, play good defense, get on offense, you score. You keep playing good defense, get on offense, you score. Sometimes somebody's going to foul you. You get to the foul line. But Romney did what he had to do to help chip some points away from Barack Obama. Now, specifically, let me just tell you a couple of things that I think Mitt Romney did very well, standing strong for the military. Barack Obama did not say anything about staying strong for the military. Anybody that loves the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, that should have been a big, big hint. You better vote for Mitt Romney if you care about our military. Another thing, Mitt held his own on Obamacare and why it needs to be repealed. Anybody in a simple way could understand there's nothing to fear about getting rid of Obamacare, and they should understood Mitt did a great job about jobs. He went hammering over and over jobs. And that Obamacare killed jobs, and that Barack Obama spent all his time on Obamacare and when America needed him working on jobs. And I frankly believe anybody that doesn't have a job, any young person that voted for Obama before and they're out of college looking for a job, jobs were number one for Mitt Romney. And I believe he did a great case of why his direction, his policies will give us more jobs than this government, trickle-down government. Isn't that a good term, trickle-down government? And that's what the Democrats have stood for, and that's what Obama's standing for. And that's my take on the first presidential debate. We got more coming, and of course, next week I'll tell you about the vice presidential debate. And as we speak, we'll watch as the poll numbers are coming in, and what you need to do is not be complacent. I have worked harder than I've ever worked before because I know we have to get Obama out now.com. You can go to my website. But I'm telling you that you can make phone calls into Ohio, into Florida, in Nevada, Colorado. You pick your state and go to freedomworks.org, freedomworks.org. And get signed up to Freedom Connector. It's easy, and you can make a difference. The more people will sign up, and if you're a Tea Party leader, you can check with Freedom Works. They can get you postcards of independent voters that need those handwritten cards. Contact Freedom Works. If you're a Tea Party leader, they will send you out some, and check with them. And if you have any trouble, email me, radio@teaparty.ms, radio@teaparty.ms, and let's get some help here and get this freedom train rolling. All right, now listen, I want to just leave you one thing. Next week's show is about why women should vote for Mitt Romney, and we're going to have several views right there. And I want to leave you this message: make sure you link this show to all your Hispanic friends, but make sure the people you don't know in the Hispanic community, get this show into their ears. Make sure that you link to it. And let me just say this. I want to thank WebTalkRadio.net for allowing me to have this time on the air with you. And together, we're going to work. The media is trying to make us disillusioned. They're trying to call this contest over because they know their knees are shaking that Barack Obama... It's not what they thought he was 4 years ago. Listen, work hard. Harder than you ever worked before. Making phone calls, knocking on doors, getting into the swing states. That's where it counts. You got to get in there and make it happen. And
next week, we'll be talking about some of the Senate races. And again, we'll be talking and telling you why women should vote for Mitt Romney. And until then, remember the four most important words in America in this election year, GetObamaOutNow.com. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.